Me again, Caroline. Welcome to part three of the Dynamic Astrology podcast. Now, if you've been listening to the other two episodes, you'll already know that this talk was originally a members-only live Zoom event for Home House in London. So do stay tuned. See you on the other side.
I don't know if any of you want any questions. Do you want to ask any questions? Can if you want.
Hello. What nugget of wisdom would you give to Mr. Johnson?
All right, hold on. Okay. What nugget of wisdom
would you like Mr. Johnson to take away?
I would like Mr. Johnson to not have such a short-term view. That's what I would want. My personal opinion is that I don't think he's a bad person. I've looked at his chart. He's Gemini. He's got a lot of similarities to the President of the United States chart. I don't believe that he's a bad person. I just believe that everyone is suffering from the same afflictions, which is the mind, the ignorance, anger, greed, selfishness. I just think it would be good not to have such a short-term view, because what tends to happen is I feel like when people get elected, it's like Frodo's ring, isn't it? It's like they put on Frodo's ring and then they're just like, oh, the power. And power corrupts. I'm not saying this is definitely him, but I'm saying that power does corrupt. I've seen it again and again and again and again and again. And what tends to happen is they only care about very short-term things, which is like sorting the economy out for a couple of years whilst they're in power, or sorting out, do you see what I'm trying to say? Or saving or doing this and doing those kind of deals. Whereas if everybody had a more long-term view of actually leaving the whole world in a better place, you know, and standing up to people and not being fearful of, you know, because at the end of the day, as a nation, we would all come together if it was for a common good. I believe in the power of humanity. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, there were only a few people flouting the rules, but we did all stay in. We did all respect each other. I don't know, as soon as I saw all of those photos of those people in the aisles, those older people in the aisles, and they couldn't get any food, that's when I had my first and final meltdown. And I just said, I have to practice spirituality, because if I can manage my own mind, hopefully I can pump out really good energy into the airways. So that's a very long-winded answer, I apologize. But that would be my advice to him, is to not have such a short-term perspective. What do you think?
Probably you're right. He's just focusing on one problem at a time and not looking at holistically.
Because we would all come together if he said, listen, guys, everyone needs to turn their lights off at 7 o'clock at night. We need to save on electricity. What we're all going to do is we're going to invest in green energy, which means we're going to piss off someone from this country and that country because they want the deals. But you know what, guys, we can do this. Do you know what I'm trying to say? All the same astrology we've got right now was around at the time of World War II, you know, which was, I couldn't believe it. And then I was looking at all the papers and they were saying it's the same as World War II. We would all come together. But it's like at the moment, it's like there's too much corruption around. And it's like when people are on their deathbeds, does it really matter how much money you've made or saved? Who cares? You know, what all you take with you is your mind and your soul. There's no price on that. Anyway, good question. Anybody else? Got me for about another 5 minutes and I'm going to drink a glass of wine because I don't drink on the job. Can you imagine if I did?
I have a question for you. I've got your book here and it's fantastic.
Me?
The graphics on it and the... Everything is fantastic, and I've used it as a guide when I did have a fallout with somebody and it just said be kind with them, and I was, and it's all sorted itself out. So it's been fantastic.
Anthony, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, it hasn't like sold, I mean, they, you know, it hasn't sold as many as it should have because it's only for 2020, and 2020 is a write-off, but it's sold about 8,000 copies, and I'm so proud of it. I get messages from people like every day saying thank you. I mean, even the bit on lockdown, it says, like, listen, this one's going to be a mind-blowing, overwhelming week. You know what I mean? But it was divinely inspired, I believe that. It wasn't me, like, because my ego is, it could be as big as the universe, and I don't want that, because a rug will get pulled on me.
But I know you come very much from a karma point of view, and it is a guide. It's just, it's not stating this is going to happen, that's going to happen. It's just, you know, this is the energy around, which is what I get completely. But you mentioned there, the age of Aquarius as you have today, and you talk about breaking down structures. Is there anything else you can talk about the age of Aquarius and what we're moving towards?
Yes. The thing is that I could be wrong, and I'm not an economist. I do believe that we are in the dying throes of capitalism. And with that, I mean, at the end of the day, there's still people that are going to be fighting for that to because people are frightened. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I believe that we're in the dying throes of capitalism, and I listen to people from all walks of life. I've got like 200 clients. I listen to all of them. You know, I know 3 billionaires, I know millionaires, I know. But what I'm saying is that it's like, how much is enough? And I think the banks, you know, and I know people who also work in banking, and I really love them, they're great people. But in terms of like the infrastructure that set them up and stuff, I mean, the whole thing with Wells Fargo, do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, what's happening is things are being exposed, and Aquarius can be quite ruthless about it. Do you see what I'm trying to say? And if anything has been built on a house of cards, it gets shoved down, because Aquarius just wants, you know, of course, if someone sits at home all day doing absolutely nothing, they're not going to get the same opportunities as someone who's out there trying their best to earn a living and make a living. But that's the whole structure. I believe that the whole banking system, things will shift and change. I feel like, I'm not saying that the whole Bitcoin thing is going to be revolutionary, but there are going to be different systems put in place. Because if you think about it, I mean, I'm Welsh, I come from a Celtic lineage. And so it's like, you know, way back when money was even invented, we had a bartering system. And I'm not saying that all of that, but things are definitely changing. But we still got people fighting, you know, you still got the president of the United States saying that he's going to drill the Arctic. I mean, guys, like, seriously, I don't know if any of you know Nafis Ahmed, but, you know, he was sharing stuff yesterday. Greenland, we are past the point of no return. You know, and I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and I was saying, but even if you don't have children, we'll be back on this planet again. We can't just dig our heads in the sand, and there's no point blaming people. All we need to do is find solutions that tick all of the boxes and don't make people afraid. So anything like that, I mean, my teacher always used to say to me, there's no point trying to bash down doors and go through all of the red tape. What you need to do is go around the back door. You know, and if you've got an idea, you launch it and put it out there before anyone stops you. Do you see? And because the thing is that what happens with Aquarian energy, it's all about revolution. And it's like, if someone came out and said, listen, guys, we can't blame the government because they're fumbling around in the dark as well. No one knows what's going on from one day to the next. So what we can do is we've got this amazing structure. I mean, even my son is like, you know, in his early 20s. And he said, you know what would be a really good idea for an app, mummy? I said, what? He said, I think all of the supermarkets should basically have an app, and they should tell people when they're just about to throw food away, because some people have got no food. Do you know what I mean? I think it's in France where they actually made it against the law, you know, and then you've got companies, I won't mention their name, but I know quite a lot about them, that were taken to court in Sweden and fined about £1 million for poisoning homeless people, because what they did was they put poison in all the food they were throwing out. I mean, it's about humanity and it's about helping everybody. And you know what? It's a scientifically proven fact that when we help someone, it makes us feel happier. That's a scientifically backed fact. So in terms of all of the structures, yes, but I believe that this is about humanity standing up, and it's not about fighting. It's not about arguing or getting angry. What's the point? I do believe that humanity has, we're on a tipping point, and we have the ability to change the game for not just ourselves, but for everybody. And I think it's quite exciting. I mean, it's certainly not boring.
Thank you.
Right, two more questions. Anyone else?
I can't see any questions in the chat. Just a comment, thank you. Could have listened to you all night. And Dawn and Sparring talk, thank you.
Okay, so the chanting at the beginning, could you let me know what it is? Yes. Oh, it's just so beautiful. The whole album is. You can find it on Spotify, and it's called Rain of Blessings, and they're called Vajra chants. So V-A-J-R-A chants, and it's Lama Jerme. So Lama means teacher, and Jerme is G-Y-U-R-M-E, and they're really high vibrational chants. So try to be very respectful with them. You know what I mean? Like when you're playing them and stuff, because I really believe it, that Dharma's like white magic. You know what I mean? So when you're playing it, be very, very respectful, because, you know, these, yeah, it's beautiful. The whole album is really beautiful. So my daughter, Tanita, I'm struggling with it. Do you do private sessions? Oh, so everybody, yeah, I'm so great at all that marketing, aren't I? Like, really. So I do private sessions and coaching. And if you want to contact me, you can send us an email. It's info@dynamicastrology.com. And we've actually got a special, there's an offer for Home House members. So any service that you would like to purchase, or even if you want to gift it to someone else, I think, I don't know how much you've got off. I don't want to say because someone else did it. Do you know, Nina? I know Zai did it.
I don't know on the top of my head, but we'll send an email around. It's on the website, and we'll send an email to everybody who signed up.
Yes, so I definitely do. And yeah, there's a discount if you just, there's a code. Oh, thank you for all these messages. That's really kind. My predictions for 2021, oh, Jane, everything will start to settle. You know, it will start to settle in a way, but what we can't do is go back to our old ways. And why would we want to? The one thing I would say is that if you don't be frightened. And the other thing is that I wish that we would all trust more. None of us trust anybody. You know what I'm trying to say? But it's like, if we can trust ourselves and try and give people the benefit of the doubt and trust them and try not to think negatively, you know, and just try and trust a little bit more. We also have a creative and design agency called DA London, which is DA/London. And we've worked with Gucci. We're working at the moment with Louis Vuitton, which is really interesting. It's called the Birthday Project. So if you're interested in any kind of work like that, if you guys just, when you email, if you just mention Home House, then there's a free scoping call as well. If you're interested in doing something, you know, professionally, we've done some really, really cool stuff. Yeah, it's just try not to worry. This life is just one of many, you know. It's being present and being in the moment. Because if you think about the past, then people often get sad. Or if you think about the future, that causes anxiety. So being in the present moment is absolutely wonderful. I just wish that I was at Home House now drinking some of their lovely wine and eating their nibbles, don't you? Like, seriously. I mean, it's the little things that count, right? However, you know, we have to look on the bright side, and I'm hosting this event from my spaceship and I don't have any shoes on and I like that. Right, good night, everybody. Namaste. Thank you for having me so much.
Brilliant. We should have planned 2 hours, really.
I don't know. We'll do another one soon. I'm sending you so much love, and just don't worry what anyone else is doing. Just stay centered, stay grounded, and just love and kindness and compassion always. Even if they're really mean, they are your teacher. Lots of love, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Messages. They're super kind. Thank you very much, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. I hope that you listened to all three episodes. 2020 is a little crazy, and I have been banging on about this year since about 2012. It's not likely to slow down, but the only thing we can do, which is exactly what I said to the members at Home House, we can change the way that we deal with things. We can slow down, be in the moment. And although this COVID corona coaster is really, really not funny for all of us, we can look at the positives in all of this and take the time to get to know ourselves and to check our priorities, be kind to ourselves and be kind to other people. And I say this a lot, but I feel like the only way to elevate all of this craziness is to work with our own minds. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your day, and we hope to come back with some more content for you soon, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, give us a like, share it with others, and show your support. Adios.